Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
All right, we are talking about something very extreme.
Not extreme sports, not extreme athletes, but extreme couponing.
Gotta save that money, gotta get those deals.
People who cut coupons out of magazines, newspapers, maybe off the internet.
Right.
And then they take them to the supermarket, generally, and they buy things and they save lots of money. And when I say lots of money, I mean all the money.
Right.
They basically get groceries and other things for free because they have a coupon for everything they buy. And in some cases, they even walk out of the store after being paid to go shopping there. So they get everything and they get some extra money and they haven't paid a single dollar.
Right. Or, you know, 56 cents.
56 cents, but you get more than $1,000
worth of groceries.
Worth of groceries. That's
now,
crazy.
Right. These people are absolute bananas.
They're cuckoo.
They are very good at saving money, and hopefully there are some people out there who teach others to do that, which actually we're going to find out about today.
Coupon classes?
Why don't we get started?
Reading. Extreme Couponing, Season 3. On the next episode, we meet Jane, a mother who makes couponing her full-time job. Jane has 100 newspapers delivered to her house every week and spends up to 16 hours per day diligently clipping out coupons. Her love of couponing comes from a desire to support her family, who found themselves in serious poverty before. On this shopping trip, Jane aims to save $600. With the money she saves, she wants to renovate their house. In the end, she pays less than $7 for nearly $640 worth of groceries. 40-year-old Judy considers herself a top couponer, even giving herself the nickname the Couponator. Her basement has a stockpile of items worth $25,000. Her skills are so developed that she is teaching a class on couponing to community members. Judy heads to the supermarket with three of her students, aiming for them to buy 1 week's groceries for less than $40. She is delighted when everyone hits the mark. The value of the items they buy is three times greater than their final total. While these couponers' habits are extreme, the money they save is even more so. Would you take on the couponing challenge?
All right, so let's jump into our article and meet some of these extreme couponers who are helping other people become couponers. It says, on the next episode, remember, we're talking about the TLC show Extreme Couponing. On the next episode, we meet Jane, a mother who makes couponing her full-time job.
Of course.
That's right. It's her job, not just a job she does, you know, in the evening or on the weekends. This is her full-time job. When we use full-time, this adjective in this way, we're talking about something that you do for most of your time. Generally, job is what we're talking about. A full-time job is something you'll do for 8 or 9 hours a day. You probably go there 5 days a week, maybe start at 9 in the morning, finish at 5 in the evening, Monday to Friday. If you have a job that you only do for a few hours a week, maybe you're a student most of the time, and you do this job in the evening or on the weekends, that would be a part-time job.
Right.
Maybe 3 hours a day or 15 hours a week or something like that. But a full-time job, that is your job. That is what you are doing most of the time, or full-time.
All right. Now, let's find out what Jane has to do to do this job full-time.
Right.
It says here, Jane has 100 newspapers delivered to her house every week and spends up to 16 hours per day diligently clipping out coupons. 16 hours a day.
That's two full-time jobs.
That is a long day.
That's a long day. A full-time job is usually 8 hours. Yes. She's doing 16 hours a day.
All right. So what is she doing during these very long days? She is diligently clipping out coupons. The adverb diligently describes actions that people do very carefully and with a lot of thought. Now, if you're rushing through your homework and it's messy and there are a lot of wrong answers, you're not doing things diligently. However, if you sit and think about your homework, try to get all the answers right, write things very neatly, you are working diligently. Here's an example. The workers diligently began to do their jobs.
Wow. So we get the idea that she, you know, starts work at 9 and then takes an hour at lunch and then goes back to it after lunch and works until the evening. This is, you know, a serious, full-time, diligent job for her. What's she doing most of that time? Well, of course, she's looking through the newspapers, and when she finds the coupon on different pages, she'll get some probably scissors, and then she'll clip out the coupons. When you clip, when you cut, when you clip out, when you snip, we can also use that word, S-N-I-P. You're using scissors usually to cut something, all right? You can clip your hair. You can clip a thread off your, you know, shirt if it's coming loose. You can clip things out of, or, you know, away from another larger piece of paper. It means you're using the scissors to cut something and make it separate from something else. For example, the barber used a pair of scissors to clip the boy's hair, all right? The other idea with clip is maybe you're cutting it, but just a little bit, okay? If someone clips your hair, they're probably just cutting off a few millimeters and not cutting off all of your hair.
Right. Let's find out why she loves coupons so much. It says here, her love of couponing comes from a desire to support her family, who found themselves in serious poverty before. Now, of course, this is a serious problem. Poverty, this is a situation of being very poor. Now, someone who lives in poverty might not have a place to live, might not be able to buy food and water, things they need like shelter, warmth, heat, that sort of thing. So poverty is actually a really big problem, and couponing is actually a really good way to help it. Here's an example. Poverty is a bigger problem in America now than it was 20 years ago.
That's right. Now, we're not just talking about people who sleep on the streets. These could be people who have jobs, who have a home. They just don't make enough money every month to pay their bills. So you can see if they can save a lot at the supermarket, that could really, really help. Right. So let's look at this woman. It says, on this shopping trip, Jane, our extreme couponer, Jane aims to save $600.
Okay.
Now, if her family shops at the supermarket two or three times a month, that adds up to more than $1,000 a month, which is quite a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, especially if you're feeding everyone for such a low price.
Now, that's right.
The money that she's saving here, it says she's going to use it in a certain way. It says, with the money she saves, she wants to renovate their house. Now, when you renovate a building or a house, you make an old building better by making it newer. Now, you often have to take all the old things out before you do this and maybe change it up, maybe put some new wires in, some new pipes in. Then you put everything back in, except you don't put the old stuff back in. You put new stuff back in the house to make it look more modern.
There you go. It's a good idea. It keeps your house looking nice. And I guess in the future, if they want to sell the house,
it helps them.
It will help them, you know, get some more money. So how did she do on her shopping trip with her bag full of coupons? It says, in the end, she pays less than $7 for nearly $640 worth of groceries.
That
she got more than $600 worth of stuff and paid less than $10 in real money. That's pretty awesome.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's pretty amazing.
All right. Well, let's find out about another extreme couponer here. It says, 40-year-old Judy considers herself a top couponer, even giving herself the nickname the Couponator. All right, let's talk about the noun nickname we saw in that sentence. Now, a nickname is a name that other people give you that is not your real name. Now, people often do this with their friends and family members to show that they have affection for them and care about them a lot. Now, often nicknames can be about a person's looks, their personality, or skills. Now, here, the Couponator is a nickname for someone who is good at extreme couponing. Here's another example. When Michael Jordan played basketball, his nickname was Air Jordan, the couponator.
That's right, or Judy to her friends. Mm-hmm. Now, she apparently has been couponing for quite a long time. It says her basement has a stockpile of items worth $25,000.
Okay.
All right, this is getting a little weird. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she's been couponing so well that she has extra stuff that she doesn't use. Mm. You know, she bought too many rolls of paper towel or too many boxes of noodles or something like that. So she keeps them in her home in the basement. And down in that basement, she has basically a small warehouse, a small storage area. And in that is $25,000 US dollars worth of other groceries. She could start her own supermarket.
She probably could, yes.
Basically, in the basement of her home. But that's a good place to store them if you do own a home with a basement. Mm-hmm. That's what it's perfect for. Because a basement is a room, in fact, it's a whole level, a whole floor that's built below the level of the ground. If you've ever been to a tall building, the floors going up will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you look at any floors that are below the first floor, if that's the kind of building it is, then you'll often see them called B1, B2, B3. The B is for basement. It's just a level, a floor of a building that's built below ground, all right? Could have many basements, could have just one, but many homes, if they have a basement, it's often used just as a place where you store things, you put your washing machine down there, you know, the things you don't use that often. For example, this large house has three floors and also a basement.
So four floors.
Three floors above ground, one floor below ground.
All right. Well, a good thing to keep in your basement, if you have one, is a stockpile of items. Now, a stockpile is a large amount of something that is kept for the future, when you might need it later. So maybe you don't need all of the tissue paper right now, but you will need it in the future. You can keep a stockpile of it in your home for later use.
That's right. And if the zombies attack or aliens take over the planet, you will have the best house in the neighborhood.
All the tissue paper.
At least for tissue paper. That's right. Now back to the couponator. Her skills are so developed that she is teaching a class on couponing to community members. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
She's sharing her knowledge so that other people can get into couponing and save money like she does.
Right. Now, of course, community is sort of the people in her neighborhood.
Her neighborhood, her friends, family, people she knows, things like that. Yeah.
All right. So, Judy, the couponator, is so good at this that she's teaching a class. And it says here, Judy heads to, or goes to, the supermarket with three of her students, aiming for them to buy 1 week's groceries for less than $40 US.
Wow. Okay. Less than $40. That's probably what you would pay for maybe 1 day of groceries.
In the U.S., maybe.
In the U.S., but not a week. So how do they do? This is sort of the final test for her students. Mm. It says, she is delighted when everyone hits the mark.
Excellent. That's good news.
Well done, teacher. Well done, students.
All right.
Okay, yes, she was delighted with her students. And when a teacher is delighted with the students, well, that's good for everyone because that means the teacher is very happy or very pleased. When you're delighted, you've gotten some good news, you're really happy to learn the news, or something good happened to you and you were kind of hoping that it would be good. So you're really happy, you're pleased, you're satisfied, everything is just going great. For example, Miriam was delighted when her children offered to make dinner for her. How kind.
All right, well, she was delighted.
She was.
When all of her students hit the mark. All right, so what does it mean by hit the mark? We are going to find out in today's Pocket Phrase Go. Let's go to that now.
Pocket Phrase Go!
Rama, Rama, Maka, Ka, Ola, La, Ha, 就是我超级巨星 Lady Kaka. 哈，想要像我这般呢，人生顺利成功达标，那你就要学会这句片语了。Hit the mark. 注意到了，我们这边的这个 mark 不是人名的 mark， 不然呢，我们 hit the mark 就变成这个打马克。No no no， 我们不能暴力的哦。Mark 呢，在这边呢是记号的意思。你呢可以想象一下，射箭的时候有一个靶心哦，所以呢 hit the mark 打中标记，正中红心，就表示呢达到了预期的效果，成功了。 比方说呢，我们可以造个例句了。The salesperson sold more than 50 cars this month. He totally hit the mark. 哎呀，他这个月呢就卖出了50台车，完美达成了他预期的效果。那如果不幸的没有达成呢，我们呢就可以说 miss the mark, okay?Her performance missed the mark and failed to impress the judges. 哈，她的表演呢没有成功达标，所以呢没有得到了评审的青睐哦。Hit the mark 就是达标 ，miss the mark 没有达标。你也记起来了吗？
All right, we've been using the word aim a lot、mm-hmm. in this article, and I think hit the mark is the perfect phrase for that.
That's absolutely、mm-hmm. right. Remember, the teacher wanted her students to get a week's worth of、mm-hmm. groceries for less than $40, and then we read that they all hit the mark, so、mm-hmm. they were all able to do that.、
Right.
They were all successful.、Mm-hmm. We read, the value of the items they buy is 3 times greater than their final total. So basically, we're doing、
okay.
a little bit of simple math here. If、mm-hmm. you took the value or the real, the sort of, I should say, the proper price of、mm-hmm. everything that they bought, it's 3 times what they actually paid.
Right.
So, for example, they bought $1,000 worth of stuff,、mm-hmm. but they paid less than $300、
exactly.
for it. That's pretty、
right.
good、
that、
for、
is.
A first trip.
All right.、Mm. Let's talk a little bit more about that math that Mike was talking about、
yes.
here. That's our grammar pattern today. We are talking about 2 times, 3 times more, or using different adverbs to explain this. Now, here, we are talking about ways to describe 2 or more things and how they are different from another thing. Now, we can use numbers to say how much longer, shorter, faster, bigger, etc., something is than other things. Okay, so when something is 2 times more or another comparative adjective, so 2 times bigger, 2 times longer than another thing, it's twice that amount or double that amount. Now, of course, when something is 3 times more or 3 times bigger than another thing, it's 3 times more or triple. That's T-R-I-P-L-E. Now, for numbers over 2, we usually use the base number, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,、mm-hmm. plus the word times, then an adjective, a comparative adjective, of course, with the E-R, then the word than, T-H-A-N. Now, for 2, we can also say it's twice as much as, or use an adverb here. Okay, now we can also use the words less than and more than to talk about these same things. So let's look at a few examples here. This river is 2 times wider than that stream. Okay, we could also say this river is twice as wide as that stream.
Mm.
Okay, now here's another one. Esme takes less time to get ready in the mornings than her sister.Or we could say, Esme's sister takes more time than Esme to get ready in the mornings.
Okay, so we're saying、mm-hmm. the same thing, but just in two different ways.
Right, now here's another one. This movie is 4 times longer than that TV show. This movie is 4 times as long as that TV show. Or this movie takes more time to watch than that TV show.Of course, here's another example. This shirt is 3 times the price of that one. This shirt costs 3 times as much as that one, or this shirt is more expensive than that one. A lot of ways to compare different things.
Yeah, basically、mm-hmm. you're doing simple math, but the good thing is if you read the sentence,、mm-hmm. it usually works as you're reading it. You、
right.
don't have to jump around.、
Mm-hmm.
It's explained to you, laid out.Just go word to word to word,、
right.
and you'll get it.、Mm-hmm. All right, back to the article. It says, while these couponers' habits are extreme, the money they save is even more so. That's、
right.
a good point.、
Mm-hmm.
We should point out that many people coupon or use coupons at the supermarket,、
mm-hmm.
but not many people do it as much as these folks、
right.
do. A lot of people would be happy to save $20 out of $100、
mm-hmm.
of groceries. So、
right.
if you want a coupon, that's fine. You don't have to turn it into a full-time job,、
no.
and you can still save some money.、
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, of course, a question for us.、
Mm.
Would you take on the couponing challenge?
That's a good question.、Mm. I'll think about it while we talk about this phrase, take on something. Mm-hmm. This verb phrase is basically to begin something, to begin to do something. We often use it to also talk about taking on a challenge. When you try to do something a little bit difficult, a little bit hard, where there, you know, you might have to really work at it, or you might also have a chance of failing or not succeeding. All right, so you might take on learning a new language, or take on learning how to play the violin, or something like that. It won't be easy. It will take a lot of time and effort, but you're saying you're willing to try that out and really, you know, give it a good shot.
Right. All right, guys. Well, we are going to think about this couponing challenge. We'll be right back with today's For You Chat, so don't go anywhere yet.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question today. What is a skill you have that you could teach other people to do? What do you hope you could learn from others?
Very good question. I have to say that couponing is not one of my skills. Yesterday, I mentioned that I used to save money by boiling my bass guitar strings. I play bass guitar. I guess I could teach that.
Yeah. That's a good idea to teach.
I guess.
I could teach people to make spreadsheets.
Make spreadsheets using like
Excel or spreadsheets
software. Well, that's
Google
good. I'm not really good at that, so I could definitely learn from you.
Right. I'm pretty good at putting some information together into one sheet so people can understand it pretty well.
All right.
So that is a skill I could teach.
You could use that skill to organize all your coupons.
That is right. I also bake. I could teach people to bake.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, can you bake a spreadsheet?
No. Well, I probably could, but I'd probably start a fire. So
that's true. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
All right. Well, what about you guys? What kind of skills do you guys have? What would you want to learn from somebody else? That's a good question, too. We didn't really get to that one, but you guys can. All right, we are going to say goodbye for now, but we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Happy couponing.
Extreme Couponing Season 3. On the next episode, we meet Jane, a mother who makes couponing her full-time job. Jane has 100 newspapers delivered to her house every week and spends up to 16 hours per day diligently clipping out coupons. Her love of couponing comes from a desire to support her family, who found themselves in serious poverty before. On this shopping trip, Jane aims to save $600. With the money she saves, she wants to renovate their house. In the end, she pays less than $7 for nearly $640 worth of groceries. 40-year-old Judy considers herself a top couponer, even giving herself the nickname the Couponator. Her basement has a stockpile of items worth $25,000. Her skills are so developed that she is teaching a class on couponing to community members. Judy heads to the supermarket with three of her students, aiming for them to buy 1 week's groceries for less than $40. She is delighted when everyone hits the mark. The value of the items they buy is 3 times greater than their final total. While these couponers' habits are extreme, the money they save is even more so. Would you take on the couponing challenge? Vocabulary Review.
Diligently. Cameron worked diligently all day to finish all his tasks. Clip. My nails are starting to get long. I need to clip them. Poverty. When my father was young, he lived in poverty, but now he has plenty of money. Nickname. Andy is just a nickname. His full name is Andrew. Basement. Those stairs lead down to the basement. It's a little dark down there. Delighted. My parents were delighted to hear that I was getting good grades in school.